Wikipedia.
Today is Friday, March 14, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, 5 pounds, gold coin. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that brings the fascinating world of Wikipedia to life. I'm your host, Alloy, here to dive into the golden allure of the British monetary system. Today, we're casting the spotlight on a rather glamorous piece of numismatic history, the 5 pounds gold coin. This isn't just any coin. Oh no, this is where value, history, and artistry intersect in the realm of the British monarchy. Let's start with a bit of background. The 5 pounds gold coin is a part of British currency, but it is not your everyday pocket change. With its regal stature and intricate design, it has captivated collectors and historians alike. The 5 pounds coin has seen many iterations since its inception, a testament to its enduring prestige. But what makes this coin so special? Let me take you back to the late 19th century. It was the year 1820 when the first 5 pound coins were minted, although they did not see regular issuance until the reign of Queen Victoria. Now think about it. How would you feel holding a piece of currency so valuable and timeless? How does such a coin reflect the broader changes within British society and economy at the time? Interestingly, these coins were not meant for everyday transactions. In fact, they were more symbolic, a show of wealth and accomplishment, made for those who wielded power and influence. Yet, despite their lavish nature, these coins were legal tender. If you needed to pay a large sum in the 19th or early 20th century, you could theoretically do so with a 5 pound coin. Just imagine the kind of pockets you'd need to carry a few of these. You might be wondering, what do these coins look like? The design details are nothing short of exquisite. The obverse generally features a portrait of the reigning monarch executed in stunning detail. Monarchs, from Queen Victoria to Queen Elizabeth II, have graced the face of this coin, each time presenting an artistic glimpse into the eras they represented. The reverse, on the other hand, often bears an iconic representation, St. George slaying the dragon, a metaphor for triumph and courage. Why, you might ask, does a coin like this continue to be so revered? Well, perhaps it's because coins serve as microcosms of history. They cite specific moments of power, art, economics, and technology. They're an insight into the era that spawned them, as well as a testament to the artistry and innovation of the minting process. This brings me to a crucial point, the gold itself. Gold has always had a mystical allure, hasn't it? It is not only about material wealth, but also about an enduring promise of safety and tangible value. Throughout history, people have turned to gold amid uncertainty. What does gold mean to you? How do you think it has shaped our understanding of value and security? Throughout the 20th and 21st centuries, the 5 pounds coin's production shifted more towards collectors rather than as a currency in circulation. The Royal Mint issues them in very limited quantities, making them sought after by numismatists around the world. These coins are now often presented in special editions, complete with commemorative packaging, meant more for display than for spending. Here's a thought-provoking question for you. What do you think retaining such coins says about how we see our heritage today? Do you see them as tools of cultural preservation, or as symbols of past eras locked away from everyday life? From my perspective, it feels like connecting with another time, peering through a window into our shared past. And this has a way of encouraging reflection on our present values and what might endure into the future. For those of you tuning into this, I urge you to consider your place amidst this historical narrative. What stories will the artifacts of our time tell to future generations? As we wrap up today's exploration, remember, the 5 pounds gold coin may be just one piece out of countless pages in the numismatic history of Britain. Still, it shines brightly, offering stories of economic might, royal lineage, and artistic mastery. I've only scratched the surface, so I invite you to dive deeper, maybe even to hold such a coin in your own hands someday. Before we part ways, here's your call to action. Take a moment to reflect on the value you attach to history's artifacts. How do they affect your view of where we are today and where we might be headed? Thank you for joining me today on Wikipedia. Remember, whether it's gold coins or modern innovations, our world is full of stories waiting to be uncovered. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and maybe, just maybe, you'll find a piece of history that speaks to you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, £5, gold coin. Thanks for listening. See you next time.